Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. I'm here with Rosemary today. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
My name is Emma and it's great to be chatting with you all this week. This week, we are talking about building each other up, and I think that it's a topic that we will enjoy discussing today. And it's all about encouraging other women in their faith, encouraging other people in their faith, sharing your faith with others, urging them on in their faith, building them up. And this all came to me, I got quite excited by it because I went to coffee with a friend a few weeks ago and we're just chatting about normal life, nothing necessarily particularly exciting, renovating a house, cleaning, work, frustrations with different things in life. But in all of that, we had God in our conversation and mixed in it. And I left feeling really uplifted, and that's what made me think about how important it is to build each other up just by sharing your everyday life, but your faith in your everyday life.
Well, that's ultimately what we need to be as Christians.
Mm.
Christ in our life, in every facet, because we live here on earth. We've got to still, you know, sleep and eat and breathe and be with family and career and work and whatever we're doing, children. And we want God in all of those facets. And so it's encouraging that you went away going, wow, I really enjoyed that time together.
Yeah, because it made me really think about the value of speaking about our faith with other Christian women of faith. So even though it's good to share your faith with people who don't know God, there's such value in sharing your faith with others who already have faith, because you build each other up by sharing your own stories.
Is that not how you grow and develop? Well, you grow and develop in both facets. If God uses you to speak, to proclaim him to others and love others and be merciful to others, that builds you up.
Mm.
But we're also, when you speak to other Christians together sharing, it builds each other up. It builds up the church, the community, because the church is the people of God. And you grow and develop and mature by sharing your lives, by sharing stories, by, you know, sharing even disappointments, because often you might be disappointed in something, but someone else says something that uplifts you, that points to Jesus again, that reminds you of, you know, who Jesus is.
And it's interesting you say that, because that's kind of where my thoughts then took me, was how valuable it is to go to church and be together as a church community. And in Mass, you're not necessarily having conversation with each other, but by being there, you're being in a place where you have the opportunity to, before or after, have conversation with other people that will build each other up. But I think sometimes we just go and leave, like we rock up, we do Mass, we leave, and we miss those opportunities just to talk about life. I'm not saying at that moment you're actually talking about God straight before or after Mass, but just being with other Christians who are doing life and hopefully trying to have God in their life outside of Mass, like when they walk away, when they get in their cars and they go to their life, you know, their 9-to-5 jobs and things like that, you know, that's the opportunity to try and share with other people in your life and to meet those people who are also on a similar path to you.
Yeah. In Scripture, it says how wonderful a blessing it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
Mm.
And it's that unification of mind, heart, soul, thought, especially at Christian gatherings, at Mass, at the church that you go to, where we're worshipping our God, we're adoring our God, we're all together, brethren, Christ followers, focused on God. And you come away feeling, wow, this is fantastic. And it unifies you, and that unity alone helps you in your life.
Mm.
I mean, another part in scripture, it says that God on purpose made the language of people be different because he could see their unification was occurring in such a way that they were actually going to do wrong because of the unity that they were. Like they were, their focus was wrong. And so God on purpose, it said, scrambled their languages. Like, you know, they were all unified and then he basically disunified them because they were all focused on the wrong thing. Maybe their heart attitude was wrong and they're focused on the wrong goals and, you know, everything. Because this unity, God on purpose has made it a blessing for people. This unity occurs in different ways. You can have a unification together if you're a sports team.
Mm.
And, you know, you're all on fire and you're all focused to win and you're like, rah, rah, rah. And it actually motivates you to do better. You actually, go in leaps and bounds and perform better. And that is a great blessing of God. But on top of that, God wants us to have that unity where we're following Christ and we go in leaps and bounds proclaiming him and loving and have compassion and mercy. So it's like, well, there's natural law God's put in and then there's divine law or, you know, kingdom law.
Mm.
And this natural law is a law of the unification. It's seen by the Son, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. They're unified, three in one.
Mm.
And it's powerful, but we want to use that unity in a powerful way. And by you sharing, when you went to morning tea and had sharing with this other person, that's what you came away with, this extra dynamic power that the Holy Spirit is on top of natural human ability has given you. And you go, yes, this is great. I bet you could have jumped to the moon, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I just felt, and I felt that before with other coffee mornings that I've had with different people or catch-ups. And there's not even necessarily sometimes someone you have to know quite well, but there's this conversation and God in it, in both of you who are talking, that brings this unity together.
Yeah.
Because God's in it. I was quite encouraged when I found the scripture in Romans that says, "For I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, or rather so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." And St. Paul's saying, you know, I can't wait to see you so I can share my faith. But at the same time, he's saying, mutually but I need you to share it with me. Yeah, like I actually need that back.
Yes.
And we've just had our time with Rosemary, our online session, our afternoon tea that we've been hosting and that you've been sharing at. And, you know, this is a great time where we've been fortunate to have women come together, but then hopefully everyone who's watched it online has felt that unity.
Mm.
And it made me think about that's kind of how Heart actually started. It came from a time where you said you felt like you needed some encouragement in your faith.
I guess it was a selfish need.
And you're like, are there other women who need the same?
Yep, yeah. That's where it started. I was thinking, you know, are there other women like me who just want to be able to sometimes relate on a Christian level with other women? You know, go deeper sometimes or lots of times or even just chit-chat but feel like there's another person in the same wavelength as me and wavelength but also different.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to be the same. No.
But be encouraged.
Mm.
You know, like you said, I give someone else courage but someone else gives me courage to, you know where we're going, know who we're with, know who we belong to, that God is amazing, he's great, he's majestic. Mm. And that we are too. God created us, you know. And I just wanted to be loved, but love others too.
So this week's weekly challenge is to be bold and to organise a coffee date with someone so that you can have these kind of conversations.
What a great idea.
Maybe it's someone at your church who you've talked to a few times but never had a great big conversation with.
Like We so often say, we must catch up for coffee.
But do we do it?
Actually catch
yeah,
up for
yeah, coffee. That's right. And with another woman of faith who, and I'm not saying you go and you just purposely have a God conversation, because that's not actually what I was doing. I was just catching up with a friend.
Yeah.
But both of us wanting to be women of faith were able to share that with each other as we talked about the normal everyday things of life.
Yeah, beautiful.
So that's the weekly challenge. Be bold and organize a coffee date with someone. So we look forward to hearing from you about those coffee dates. Make sure you write to us on social media. Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.